Well, Penobscot Theater back at it, getting ready to roll out a brand new production that opens officially this weekend. There's a way you could even see it tonight. It's not an exclusive thing to us. You just got to know the right people. We'll tell you about that in a moment. But to learn more about Don't Dress for Dinner, we are joined in studio by our friend Jen Shepherd. Hello, Jen.
Hello, Rich.
Where are the rest of your peeps?
I don't know. Maybe they're enjoying the slightly warm weather we're having.
You think they're intimidated at sharing a microphone with you?
Yeah, that's probably
I think so.
Yeah, horribly intimidated.
Yeah. Well, we're looking forward to the show. Don't Dress for Dinner, a classic farce. Mm-hmm. And for people who are regular Penobscot Theater goers, written by the same guy who wrote Boeing, Boeing, that was a big hit here a few years back.
Yeah, that's right. Mark Camilletti. So it's a lot like Boeing, Boeing. I think it's even considered something of a sequel, a follow-up. Similar situations, couples lying to each other, hijinks ensue.
A lot of doors,
a lot of running around, a lot of mistaken identities. There's some fresh produce used in the show. Yeah.
Appropriately?
I would say so, okay. In a very French way.
Oh, whoa,
yeah,
wow,
yeah.
Okay. Well, it sounds to me, for those who don't know the show, it sounds to me like the perfect show for this time of year. It's cold. I mean, it hasn't been a bad winter, but you need to get out of the house and go get a laugh.
Yeah, exactly. And the show is definitely filled with that. It's high action, high paced, and very, very funny. Excellent cast, really good cast.
So tell us about some of the characters. Who do you play, Jen?
I play Suzette, who is a French cook. And she's also maybe some might call her an opportunist, I suppose.
Oh, yes.
But she's also very sexy and very lively. Yeah. And she's
so no stretch.
Rich, thank you. Well, look who it is.
Hey.
And John, who just arrived, plays my husband in the
Fantastic.
Play. Yeah.
Wonderful.
And then the play takes place in a sort of a converted farmhouse. Right? And it's a week, just an evening of fun
there
for those
go.
Characters.
John Seidenberg back in studio with us. Welcome, John.
Thank you. I've never hit every single traffic light from the theater to here before, but I did today.
So. We were just talking about that.
Yeah. I heard it on the radio on my way in, and I was like, oh no.
Yeah. Well, we're glad you made it, though.
Me too.
So tell me about your relationship with Jen's character.
Well, my character is I don't come in until later in the show, but my character, I don't want to give too much away because I feel like there's a lot of fun that happens with the characters, but I'm very, very much in love with Jen's character. There's a really nice, strong marriage at stake and at heart there. And so to kind of see my character, who's a very large cockney lug, I guess is the best way of describing
him.
To see him kind of go all googly over Jen's character is so much fun to play every single night.
Yeah. And how tall are you, John?
I'm 6'6".
But they make you 6'8" for the
something.
Show?
Yeah, I have heels to make me
like
a little
a
bit taller.
Striding on the Bangor stage.
How do you reach him, Jen?
Well, I don't. He just carries me around wherever he wants.
Fantastic. Who else is in the cast?
Dominic Varney is in the cast. Brad LaBrie.
Oh, my God.
Michelle Weatherby.
Jeez.
And
Amanda Ryan Page joining us.
Mm-hmm.
She's an Equity actor who's coming from out of town to join us for
she's
this
out
show.
Out of town talent.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah, there you go.
So you've got all the comedy all-stars from the area that you know and love, and you've got me and Amanda joining in on the fun on this one. So
I love it. Now, as always, Penobscot Theater, great production values. Who makes up the production team for the show?
Well, Kevin Kosky did the costumes, and they're very colorful and very sexy, I would say.
Definitely.
There's points where we're not wearing a whole lot.
they put more layers on me and less on everybody
else. Of course, yeah.
So.
And Jess Fialco and Mark Rosati are back. Patrick. Patrick doing the set and Jess doing the lights. And Jess has been, I think this is like Jess's fifth show at the
Something like that, yeah.
Like
she
that.
Last joined us for Ripcord this time
As
last
did
year.
Patrick.
Yes, right.
Yeah, and so the set is very lavish and lots of lights. And Scout Hoff, our master electrician, made an incredible chandelier for the set.
Oh.
I mean, it's amazing.
It's, yeah.
Can't wait.
Yeah,
it's
up,
so
up
cool.
close, it's gorgeous. And then from a distance, the whole thing, the whole production team is so good at making you feel like you've entered this world. And it's so good for us to be able to play in that world, whether it's with our costumes, the props that we're dealing with.
Meredith Parody. Meredith Parody did the props.
Mm-hmm. It's just like the second that you enter as an audience member or an actor, you're entering this very unique world every single time that you do a show at Penobscot Theater. And it makes it. It makes the experience all that more better.
Yeah. When you do a farce like this, too, there's no rest. It's fast-paced. It's like a track meet, in and out of doors and running around.
Yeah, and also lots of we have to really use our listening skills because we have to – the cue pickup is very important, but also all that information that we have to get to the audience so that they understand what is happening. Because the characters are confused, but the audience can't be. So, yeah.
We're talking with Jen Shepherd, John Seidenberg. The production of Don't Dress for Dinner officially opens this weekend, mm-hmm. but people could go tonight, and that's okay.
Absolutely.
We Good. Want them to go.
Yes. Yeah. We have our first preview tonight mm-hmm. at 7.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tickets are $29 for tonight and tomorrow, our
what
two
a deal.
Previews. So you're getting them at a reduced cost to what our normal run is. But yeah, we still have some seats available for tonight through Sunday.
Yeah.
But it's filling up quick, so you don't want to wait around on this.
That's one. Less than like $4 an actor.
That's
you,
true.
You, know, you think what a bargain? Right,
and we're
what a
so
bargain.
Much more than that.
Yeah.
Well, easily 5 and 6. I
oh,
would say.
I mean, would you? I would. Question, I easily.
No question.
Easily.
This is opening weekend, and you play through
the 16th.
Okay, so some opportunities, but like most recent Penobscot Theater shows, tickets are going to go fast. Don't wait around. How can you get them? Well, let me tell you. I can think personally of three ways. There may be more. You could use that old telephone thing there, 207-942-3333. You could go to the online world, penobscottheater.org, or you could just stop into the historic Bangor Opera House on Main Street and visit the wonderful people at the box office.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you'll see me there. I'm the box office manager as well.
I mean.
So get an exclusive interview with me first, but while you're buying your tickets.
Fantastic. Well, we wish you a great run. Break legs.
Thanks, Rich.
Have a blast, and thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Jen Shepherd, John Seidenberg, Don't Dress for Dinner at Penobscot Theater, opening officially this Saturday. But you get in there tonight, tomorrow night, check it out, tell your friends, have them tell people, and eventually it'll be all sold out, and I get a huge kickback on this. So, you know, whatever you can.